This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Helen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have our friend Kevin Flynn here. We have Dan the Man answering the phones. When you call us, 701-258-0550, 701-271-1100. Text us to 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for time. All right, what do you want to chat about this hour? Anything on your mind is welcome. Bottom of the hour, we have Tom Holman joining us on his new book. He's the ice guy. Wants to save lives. Wants to save lives. Why don't we approach protecting the border the way we approach a pandemic?
Good question.
Is it?
Yes. Or any big killer, you know?
Right. Exactly right. Texter sent us this note today. This is a livestock market report from Fort Pierce Livestock. Says, if you rob a bank and get caught, you go to prison. Do you guys know that?
Yep.
If you steal cattle and get caught, where do you go? Prison.
Yep.
Unless, of course, you're a packer.
Ah, I was going to say the slaughterhouse.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, he writes, these packers are looting the cattle industry and stealing the fat cattle through highly illegal criminal business practices. And the cops are looking the other way. Cops I'm talking about are the U.S. Department of Justice and the USDA. And, of course, the NCBA, who, in my opinion, is in the pocket of the packers, has been helping the packers get away with this looting and multi-billion-dollar theft. If you don't believe me, then take a look at what Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA, has been saying in writing lately. Also, who was instrumental in helping get rid of Kuhl? NCBA. It's time for the checkoff to go. It's the only way to cut the teeth out of the NCBA. South Dakota Senator Rounds and a few other senators have asked the U.S. Justice Department for an investigation, but so far we're getting stonewalled by guess who? Every senator and every representative from every cattle state should be on board. If you don't want to end up being a serf on your own land, you better get involved. All right. That's from the Fort Pierce Livestock Market Report. Listener sent that to us and said, get this guy on the radio. He's from the Fort Pierce Sale Barn. It's time we talk to a guy that knows what's going on. We'll try and make that happen as soon as we can. Kev, you want to track him down? Fort Pierce Sale Barn there?
Yeah.
See what you can do. Fred in the great metropolis of Wing, next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, it sounds like an interesting guest. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Something that I wanted to tell you before I never got a chance to tell you on a personal note. You had daughters in high school before everybody quit going to high school. I got granddaughters in high school and grandson in high school, same age. So I can't believe that you're that young. I just can't believe that, Scott. But anyway.
So you're saying that you're older than I am, things aren't so bad. Is that what you're trying to say? Or I don't know exactly what you're trying to convey there.
I was trying to say, you were talking about going, and you spend a day with your daughter in school. That was great. I thought that was a great thing to do. And I would like to do that with my granddaughter and my grandson. All right, but there was me now, one of them, so.
There's a silver lining, and there are many that are out there as a result of this. But one silver lining for our family is that our daughter that is in college out east, a junior, has been home since, you know, spring break. And then, of course, she's hanging out with her sister, who's a junior in high school. So I got a junior in college, junior in high school, they're both home. So that part's been that's been nice. I mean, they're doing game night, and they're doing, we had movie night this weekend, and I brought the popcorn, and I watched The Great Gatsby. You ever watch that movie? Anybody watch that? It's kind of a classic, right? The Great Gatsby?
Yep, the old one or the remake?
We did the remake, but...
But DiCaprio?
I thought it stunk. I didn't like one... I just, a dumb movie. I didn't like, how am I supposed to put all this together, and, you know, I don't know, very
odd.
The book
is much better.
I heard that. Yeah. No time for the book, though. Anyway, Fred, that's not why you called. What's on your mind?
Well, my wife, we played Pictionary last night with our grandsons and our sons. Kind of cool. All right. But anyway, you know, the farm, anybody that's filed a Schedule F for farming on their W-2s is probably not going to get anything out of this coronavirus thing that they're spending all this money on. But, you know, we have to remember that some of the farmers have been already put the, all the work in, even, and we have been not getting paid at all this year for some of the stuff ever since last, we haven't got paid since last August. So I just wanted to throw that in, and I want to say on Thursday, Friday, the Passover season, we have to pray that this thing would pass over. Claim the blood of Jesus over your doorposts like they did in the Old Testament, and now we don't have to use the blood of animals. We can use the Savior's blood to put over top of our doorstep in a symbolic way to sort this stuff away. We all need to do that on this Easter weekend. We're going to be having parking lot church. Have you heard of that?
Well, I've heard some folks planning to do it. My buddy Mark Skogerbo was trying to get that going down in South Dakota, and I actually had someone from our church this weekend saying, hey, how about we put the church service on the radio and people go in the parking lot.
The one on K-Fire at 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's well, that's been, that's a, yeah, and that's been, that's, what do you call that again, Todd? Parking lot prayer?
Prayer Warriors. Prayer Warriors. Blah, blah, blah. Prayer Warriors parking lot.
Yeah, that's neat.
Service.
That's cool. And
I found you, Todd. That was a great thing.
Yeah, well, it is.
Thanks.
Catching fire. And, you know, my deal is generally on, you know, Easter, it's not too bad. If we could melt this snow, you know, maybe you could do an outdoor service of some kind. But, you know, with social distancing, of course, you know, which is pretty much.
Something called, Scott, there's something called an FM transmitter that you can transmit the, they're selling it for churches to do parking lot service all over the United States right now.
Yeah.
These FM transmitters, you can buy them. Put them in your church, it'll go out about 500-600 feet, and everybody can sit in the parking lot and tune to FM. That's what we're trying to do at our church. You know,
keep us posted so we can let everybody know, Fred. Appreciate the call. Dustin emails. Come on, Scott. You always worry about emails that start that way. What's going to come after this?
What come on, wrong now? Scott.
Haven't pre-read it. All I know is he says, come on, Scott. The difference is government power. The shelter-at-home executive orders have the power of law enforcement behind them. North Dakota doesn't yet. And if Burgum does not cave to this pressure from outside influence and form sacred millennials, mom or pajama boy keyboard warriors who are scared of stepping outside because of some crap they read on Facebook that the virus will hurt them, hunt them down, and get them, I will eat some crow about saying that he has been a follower, not a true leader. And he will have earned some of my respect back. Well, Governor Burgum has been very, very clear on this from the beginning. He said he didn't like this idea of a shelter-in-place label, thought it sounded like some kind of relic from World War II, you know, sheltering in place. I just read the Minnesota restrictions during the break, and this is an 11-page document, this emergency executive order. You know why? There's all kinds of exceptions and exemptions and... Oh, cleaning, you can't, you gotta have cleaning, and tribal governments need to be able to meet, on and on and on. Construction, workers supporting manufacturers, technicians, logistics, and warehouse operators, distribution of personal care, hygiene, and healthcare products. In other words, it's the same dang thing. Now, yes, there is something at the very end of this. If you don't follow, you could get a $1,000 fine. How many of those have been handed out? I think they just put that in there to tell you that's what's gonna happen. Just to scare folks a little bit. Look, North Dakota's done everything right. Look at the numbers, speak volumes. And I agree. I think it's, you know, bullying us into something. Now, the Lieutenant Governor last hour did say, you know, we need to call it something else, just like they've done in other places, just so the distraction goes away. But the personal freedoms are not going to be removed. North Dakota will continue to be North Dakota smart, in my view. What do you want the governor to do? The emailer, I thought he was going to be tough on me, but I think he was much tougher on pajama-wearing keyboard warrior dads, wasn't he? And what were the moms called again? I forget now what he referred to, to the moms as outside influence and from scared millennial moms or pajama boy keyboard warriors. Ouch. If it's up to you, do you do a shelter in place order in North Dakota? You think we need one or have we got it right? Need one? Don't need one. Call and tell me. 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. saddle on over and tosses a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge come together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Dak Diesel, CJ and the team. Keeping those trucks rolling during these trying times. Yes, if you have a diesel, you need to keep moving or get moving. Tune it up, run at its best. CJ and the team at Dak Diesel are your best friend. They really are. There's some great additives, too, that are really helping folks on mileage, too. Call them at 701-258-5011 or check them out online at DakDiesel.com. DakDiesel.com. Keeping you moving. Servicing a variety of diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. Trust them. They'll do the job for you. So Brian Johnson is the person that, I'm sorry, Brian Hansen is the person that wrote that little piece for the Fort Pier. Let's see here. Where is it? I have it in front of me.
Livestock auction.
Brian, are you there?
Yes, sir.
And someone sent us your Fort Pier livestock market report, Brian. And we got a charge out of your description of those packers and how things are going. So we thought we'd call and let you know, attaboy.
Well, it's kind of like this: the coronavirus thing has really just kind of put a spotlight on what's going on in our cattle industry. This isn't something new. This kind of manipulation by the packing industry has been going on for a long time. They've got enough control of this thing that they can basically collude together and they got enough captive supply cattle that they can control your fat cattle price, regardless of what the meat's selling for. Now up till about 2015, you saw the box beef trade somewhat, in comparison with what you could sell your fat cattle, hanging. There was a margin there for the packer that included maybe some on the meat and also, the offal. Well, since we got rid of country of origin labeling back the end of 15, of course, through the time frame that we had it, you saw the best cattle market in history, and the meat got up to a little higher price. And at that time, the consumer was paying it, and the producer was receiving a higher price for their product. It was a supply and demand model. Well, they got rid of that, and now you've got these imports coming in from Canada and Mexico and Australia, New Zealand, Paraguay, Uruguay, up to 22 different countries that we import beef from. But now with them taking this country of origin labeling off, if you can find a package of burger or a package of steak that doesn't say product of the USA, let me know, because I haven't been able to find one. Everything says product of the USA now. Well, the problem is that it's repackaged here, and now they're labeling it U.S. beef. So we don't have any way to showcase our product. Well, what the packing industry has figured out is that they can keep our fat cattle prices down low. They can buy enough imported product and captive supply product to offset what they need to fill the gaps on their contracts and leave the meat price back what it was when we had $1.50, $1.60 some fat cattle. It seems like a long time ago, but I believe in November, December time frame for any of you cattle feeders out there, from $1.60 to $1.70 was a fat cattle price. It was unheard of, but it was great. Put a lot of money back into the communities. It put a lot of money back into these ranch and farm operations. I think $1.72 was the highest I remember hearing on conventional cattle, and that would have been right towards the end of the year in 14. Well, in 15, you had your U.S. House. They passed a law to repeal it, and then the Senate didn't do it until the end of 15. They put it in the omnibus spending bill, so it took effect like January 1 of 16. But you saw your market start to tumble in 15 with the House passing that, and then once they got that bill passed in Congress by the Senate, it just went to heck. But what you notice is the meat never really changed much. Well, now instead of making $100 to $150, maybe up to $200 a head on these fat cattle, now this past week, between the box beef and what these guys are getting for fat cattle, some of these big cattle, 16-weight cattle, they're making over $1,000 a head, it looked to me like. Yeah, darn sure making from $600 to $800. and on some of these bigger cattle, they're docking them clear back into the low 90s on these fat cattle. And,
hey, Brian, what's different about now? You said the coronavirus situation is highlighting this. It's been bad for a while, but what are they doing differently as a result of coronavirus now, these packers?
Well, what they've done is they've increased the price of the retail beef considerably due to the ravaged buying by the consumer. You know, they're no different. Your toilet paper is flying off the shelves. So is your hamburger. So is your beef. And so they've raised their price, which that's gouging. You know, these kids got in trouble for doing that with hand sanitizer. They throw them in jail. But these packers do it on a daily basis. They just keep raising the price of the box beef.
If you
higher and higher in the stores.
If you had a magic wand to fight back against the packers on behalf of livestock cattle producers, what would you do? What would be the first thing you'd do?
Well, you know, the Packers and Stockyards Act was passed back in 1921, and it was due to these same kind of things that were going on. But every time they'd do an investigation, they'd just they'd say, well, it was supply and demand. But then during World War One, they found out that the packing industry was screwing the army. And that pissed the president off. And that's when they did a real investigation, and they made them break up all their ties. They made them divest all their cold storage. They made it to where they had to stay current. And at that time, there was five packers controlled 50%. Now we've got four packers control 80%. So if I really had a magic wand, I'd take them four packers and break them back into about 25 to 30 smaller packers across the country and give some competition back into the market.
This is a conversation.
At the very least, to make them buy these cattle on an open market. Right now, they get all these captive supply cattle and contract cattle, and there's a very, very small amount of these fat cattle that trade on an open market, and that sets the price for the other 70 to 90% of them that get priced that week. Is off a very small amount to get traded in the open market.
Brian Hansen from the Fort Pierre Sale Barn in South Dakota. I really appreciate the conversation. I want to continue it, and we'll be in touch so we can continue. I promise to stay on this issue. I know that Sonny Perdue has expressed some similar frustration to the Packers, the Ag Secretary. We're going to have him on soon, ask him some tough questions directly from you folks, so stay tuned for that, and appreciate your time. Brian Hansen from down there.
Could you run that country of origin labeling by Sonny Perdue, because he's the man in charge. He needs to hear from the public that country of origin labeling is something we definitely need to be able to showcase our U.S. product and put it right in with President Trump's agenda.
I think the problem that Sonny Perdue is going to share is that he can have four different cattle groups in the room, and there's going to be four different opinions on that labeling, on whether it should be done by whom and when and everything else. But we'll stay on it. Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Pfeiffer's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Pfeiffer's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some good news for investors in the face of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, as stocks are up sharply higher to start the new trading week on Wall Street. The markets appearing set to rebound amid signs that the coronavirus pandemic is slowing in some of Europe's hardest hit nations. However, when it comes to the United States, The nation's top expert on infectious diseases says,
this is going to be a bad week. But unfortunately, if you look at the projection of the curves, we're going to continue to see an escalation.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci on Face the Nation on CBS. A new government watchdog report just out this morning citing severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Health and Human Services Department says there's been an ongoing lack of ventilators and available virus test kits. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm just doing a quick tally on our question here, and you can continue to text these in if you'd like to answer. 701-367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd. Question is, should North Dakota increase mitigation for COVID-19 to shelter in place? One of a handful of states, I think six now, that don't have that. I just before you answer, quick caveat, if you look at what the state government has recommended in North Dakota versus what the state government in Minnesota has recommended, there's very little difference. Typical Minnesota, you know, they got to spell everything out for you. If it's Wednesday, the day starts with a W, you know, because government knows better than most. But
that's why I left in the 80s.
Yeah, folks. Me too. A lot of wonderful texts from you folks about the open of today's show, which was a little bit different than it always is, but I am genuinely concerned about people that are having a tough time with this, and also, you know, the people, the experts who say, you do this too long, and you're going to have all these suicides, you're going to have all this depression, you're going to have all kinds of mental health issues if you do it too long. They got to get the balance right, but it's Holy Week in what is supposed to be the toughest week, so there is all kinds of ways to mitigate that. To just find your inner peace. So I just gave a few recommendations, and I appreciate the well wishes. And somebody did also say, so on the shelter in place, by the way, 17 no, 3 yes. On the opening segment on Holy Week, 11 saying thank you, thumbs up, 1. Todd got a nasty gram there. Where is it? I don't know where it is. Didn't turn into what's on your mind for a sermon. It wasn't a sermon, actually. It was just a...
Well, wait till they turn on K-Fire at 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
They're going to get that and more, aren't they? Yeah. We're brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They have that Be the Buffalo Spirit go in to the storm. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. They love that about North Dakotans as well. And shout out now to healthcare workers and law enforcement and all the essential folks that are keeping life going. I mean, truckers, look what they're doing. Be the Buffalo. You can call and celebrate anybody you'd like that has that Be the Buffalo spirit 24/7 at 855-200-1776. All right, our next guest has written a book that I really, 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 really hope a lot of liberals read. A lot of conservatives will read this and feel like, thank you, somebody's saying what I feel, but liberals are the ones, I just don't understand how they don't want to save lives. Every bit as important in a coronavirus crisis of saving lives is in securing our border. Well, this is the problem every day all day, 365 days a year. It isn't this global pandemic. Tom Holman has written the book, Defend the Border and Save Lives, and joins us on the program. Tom, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Tom put us high on the list early for the book rollout because he's been on before, and our listeners have really, really enjoyed what he has to do, and this would be a great way to, you know, add to your book reading club during coronavirus. How are you faring? Are you hunkered down, just doing lots of interviews?
I've done a lot of interviews on the book since it came out last week. I'm doing a lot of virtual meetings here from the house, but, we'll get through this. We're a strong country. We're a proud country. We'll get through this, and we'll be a stronger country at the end of it. I just wish what sickens me every day is watching the White House press briefings and some of the reporters and media still attacking this president. We're dealing with an international pandemic that we've never seen before. Thousands of people are dying. We ought to be circling our wagons around our commander-in-chief and act as one nation, all working together. It just sickens me that you still have the people on the left playing politics at such a terrible time.
Yeah, the media is, they're not the media in the true sense of, okay, we're here trying to get answers and, here for transparency. And they're an arm of the left in this country. And you're right. That whole thing yesterday, and this has been about a half a dozen press conferences on the malaria drug having some success in some cases and saving people's lives. And so the president says, hey, what do you got to lose? Try it. Give it. Another group on the medical side says, well, we don't want to recommend that until it's there. So then it's up to the doctor and the patient. They hate that. They hate that about the president. They're more consumed about that than the people who are dying from coronavirus. You're exactly right. And it's the same thing on the border. You say border and they get hives. They go crazy.
Look, this president is a game changer. When it comes to the border, I worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. And I respected everyone, including Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I respected them because they're the president of the United States elected by American people. So I respect that office. But I'm telling you, they all talk the talk of how they're going to secure our border. Only one president walked the walk, and that's President Trump. He's got illegal immigration down 75% from the high during the surge back in the beginning of the year. 75% decline because of this president. Congress hasn't helped them at all. The courts haven't helped them at all. Is this president demanding action from Mexico and from Central America to do their job and secure their borders? And he's had great success. So thank God he's in Oval Office. But God help us if he's not there for the next 4 years, because the two that are left, the Democratic side, Biden and Bernie Sanders, neither one of them takes border security seriously. I mean, Biden says he wouldn't have ICE couldn't arrest anybody unless you're a dangerous convicted felon. So it's just ridiculous. I guess everybody else can enter the country illegally. As long as you don't commit a felony, you're fine. Welcome. It's just ridiculous. So we got to get President Trump back in office.
What I don't like about this situation is, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you this week is, we're fighting a battle, a global pandemic here, and we're doing it because we're trying to save lives, and we're also very concerned about the economic damage from it, so we're trying to balance that. Well, the financial strain, the amount of lives cost by illegal immigration, crime, drugs, this is a pandemic every day of the week. And, we just whistle past the graveyard on it. As you say, this president, the first one to actually do something about it. How do you change hearts and minds on this issue to have people understand the consequences of looking the other way on illegal immigration? What can be done to you?
I actually think this pandemic and knowing that, the border is a serious issue, especially right now, I think a lot of people are beginning to understand we need to secure who comes in this country. We need to, we need to choose who comes in and when they come in rather than just people coming in illegal. I think we're winning some minds here during this pandemic, but you still got the left. You got some, you're never going to change your mind. And you're right about saving life. But for those that say, they love the immigrant community, they love, the people that come across the border legally, fine. So we're just not saving American lives. Like I testified to the Hill a few months ago, they're complaining about, children dying. And I said, well, look, I says, people die every day across that border. 31% of women get raped coming through that channel. I said, children are dying. Cartels are making millions of dollars. I says, and if you want to know why people are dying, making this trip and drowning in the river and dying in the desert, and I says, turn around and look in the mirror. because you have refused to close the loopholes that entice these people to come. There's three separate, there's three distinct loopholes that Congress could fix. They could do it in a day that will stop bringing these people into the country. It will take away the reason to come to this country. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Look, that's why they don't want the U.S. citizenship question added to the census. Because they want illegal aliens to respond to the census. They want them counted because it means more seats in the House for the Dems, which leads to power in the House, power in Congress, which leads to electoral votes, which leads to the ultimate we take over. They don't care. They don't, you know, these people hate this president so much. They hate this president more than they love their country. They hate their president more than they take the responsibility to protect Americans and secure our border. There's no downside on a secure border. There's no downside on less illegal immigration. There's no downside on less illegal drugs coming across that border. There's no downside in saving 31% of women being raped. There's no downside in saving children's lives. There's no downside in taking millions of dollars out of cartels' hands. It doesn't make sense. Everybody should be on the same page with this.
No question about it. Tom Holman's our guest. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives. Nate has a question for you from Fargo. Go ahead, Nate.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tom. I'm a huge fan of yours. I would like to stick with the border issue. In the last week, there's been a lot of news coming from Mexico that the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has met, went to Sinaloa, Culiacán, went to go to Baraguato, Sinaloa, and he went to go meet with El Chapo's mother, El Chapo's brother, promised how he was going to make them a highway going through the Golden Triangle, through the drug country. How are we supposed to trust Mexico when the Mexican president is hanging out with drug dealers, murderers, and rapists?
Okay, good. No, I don't trust Mexico. I've said many times, it's very, like, a lot of their police are corrupt. A lot of their military is corrupt. Now, there's a few down there that have died trying to do the right thing and get killed by the cartels. I get it. But the highest levels of government are corrupt. And look, you brought a good point. Mexico, especially right now, the president has shut the border down for asylum seekers and so forth during this pandemic. I don't want anybody to claim anything because you don't want anybody coming across the man of the virus. But we're in for a surprise here in the near future. Look, the president of Mexico is lying about COVID-19, how it's affecting this country. Mexico's going to get hit very hard with COVID-19. It already started. All these deaths occurring in Mexico, they're claiming they're pneumonia-related, which is a bunch of crap. We know that. But look, since the unemployment is rising here in our country because of the pandemic, there's less money being sent back to Mexico and Central America by illegal aliens or remittances, which are billions of dollars every year. So you take that, take away the remittances from Mexico, which is billions of dollars, and then the COVID-19 spreads across that country like wildfire. I'm afraid what's going to happen to the border. I'm afraid we'll have another surge of people come to this country, because if I had that virus and I think I'm going to die, I'd rather be in an American hospital than a Mexican hospital. But you're right, sir, and I've said all along, the president forced Mexico to do their job. It's against the law of Mexico to traffic in women and children. They don't enforce it. And so President Trump told him, either enforce it, I'm going to levy taxes on it. It took a threat, but they did it and it had an effect. But you're right on the money when he said there's a lot of corruption in Mexico. Every president ever was there retires a millionaire. It's incredible.
So the troops at the border, which President Trump asked for and got and have been helpful, right, the Mexican troops, are,
absolutely,
I'm going to do what he says or else, but that isn't going to change his behavior otherwise, like Nate's point, you know, going to talk to Chapo's, you know, relatives or whatever.
Look, they still got a line in their pockets, right? So, you know, they're doing a lot to stop, you know, the flow of families and so forth. But now the cartels are operating on Mexicans. They're telling Mexicans, look, go to the border, claim asylum. Because the United States can't send you back to Mexico. We can't send people back to the country they fear unless they get judicial review. Which means
hang tight, Tom. We'll pick up after the break here, short break, and then back with more with Tom Holman on the book Defend the Border and Save Lives. Lots of fog out there. Turn your lights on, folks. Remember that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7000.
7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and you. And they are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months, 120-day deferred payments with approved credit as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care, and we're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Tom Holman is our guest. He's written a book called Defend the Border and Save Lives. This is something that could save lives, can reduce financial strain on this country, reduce the crime problem, the drug problem, unlike anything. And if you take the collective benefit of that and compare it to what we're fighting with this pandemic crisis, it's every bit that. It's not an international pandemic. It's a U.S. border problem. But this is why we're talking about it today. Defend the border and save lives. Tom Homan with us. Tom, you've been in a room with the president. You've seen him, obviously, having served him and other presidents as well, back to Carter. I think the individual most people see on TV, they believe that's President Trump. I know enough people that have been in meetings with him, have seen him in action, and know how much information he can absorb and how quickly he acts on it, how he gets it, sort of his gut feeling that's driven him all along. Can you just talk to people that don't like him, that don't believe he's a good leader, and tell them what you know, what you've seen firsthand?
Look, I've been with the president many times, whether it's in the Oval Office, in Air Force One, or, you know, in some sort of event that may be happening somewhere in the country. I've had private time with him one-on-one. And look, I spent 34 years as a law enforcement officer studying people. That's what you do. You study, especially when it's a special agent, as a criminal investigator, you study what makes them tick. So I spent spent years, studying people, looking at people, investigating people. Let me tell you something. This president, he's not a racist. He's not a nationalist. We got a guy who loves his country. When you're in private with him, it's just like talking to you. I mean, the only thing he misses is a bottle of beer. He loves his country. He wants people to fly the American flag in the front porch. He wants people to stand up when we play our national anthem. He supports first responders. Every first responder out there, every police officer, every border choice and ICE agent knows this person has her back because he tells them. And he comes right out and says it. So look, you can like this president, you can hate this president, but you can't argue. The president loves this country. He's doing it. Look at the account he gave. I think he's a great leader. And what the biggest thing about him, he talks to the experts. I've been with him. He'll walk by the chief border patrol agent, walk right by him, and go to the border patrol agent standing there, GS-5, five levels below the chief border patrol agent, and ask him, what do you think? How's the wall working? What do you think we need to do next? He asks the experts. He's not afraid to talk to the experts. And that's different from any president. I never had a meeting with President Obama. I never met with any president. But this president called all the experts in his office and came up with a plan to secure the border. He's a great leader. That's what great leaders do. And great leaders have the backs of the military, they have the backs of law enforcement. If you look at who's running for president on the other side, they want law enforcement re-engineered. They think law enforcement's too tough. They think they're doing nothing but racial profiling, which is a bunch of garbage. We have a president that leads by example. And I tell you what, I said it many times. I worked for six different presidents, but no one's done what this president's done in the short time he's been president.
That's pretty amazing. What if I read your book cover to cover, what do you think is the most compelling argument for change in this? What is the strongest argument you make here?
Death. Look, if you read the book, I talk about tragedies that I dealt with while I was a border patrol agent or an ICE agent that changed me forever. And I want American, that's why I wrote the book. I want people to know that illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. It isn't like somebody comes to the country, try to support his family, send money home. No, there's a whole underbelly. There's the criminal cartels. And as I said many times, if you look at Doctors Without Borders did a study, and they went down there, 30% of women that come through that smuggling channel get sexually assaulted. They get raped. Children die. Cartels are making millions of dollars. Fentanyl, when they tie the border up, the cartels control these families. They know exactly where to send the families and how to send the families. They send a rush of them to tie the border patrol assets up so they can move the drugs, the fentanyl, the opioids, and the bad guys that don't want to get caught through the other portion of the border while they tie the border patrol up. So I talk about things. People, you see, I get asked all the time, you get really emotional when you testify in Congress. I start yelling and screaming. I'd be on Fox News, get emotional. I said, let me, you see what I've seen in my 34 years, you'd be emotional. So yeah. I share the stories of deaths I've seen as an agent, and hopefully people understand that this is a serious issue.
Ray's on the road. Quick question, Ray. We're short on time here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I spent some time down in Anapa. That's a suburb of Juarez. And I'm sure this fellow knows exactly where I'm talking about down there. I went down with a church group some time back building shelters down there. In my opinion, the Mexican people down there would love to get their country cleaned up. Personally, I would send the military down there, smoke the cartel, take that president, string him up, and make the place a state. We'd have a lot less southern border to have to put up. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
A couple seconds for your reply, Tom.
Well, look, a lot of Mexican nationals who have residence, they live right in Juarez. They drive into El Paso. They live in El Paso because they don't want to live in the country they are citizens and grew up in because of the violence, because of the corruption.
Yeah, cartels are doing them damage too. By the way, I know your wife also is not fond of your eruptions in Congress. I love it. I call it passion. I think they need ones of that. Well, shake it up a little bit. And thanks for doing what you're doing, Tom. We appreciate it. You're a patriot. God bless you, folks. Gotta go.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.